What if there was one mental shift you could make that would completely transform your life? Because I believe there is, and it's completely underutilized. It's not talked about, not leveraged nearly as much as it should be. And it's simple. We have so much more control over our lives than we think we do. Every single one of us, everyone watching this, operates with some semblance of a learned helplessness in their lives. Some things that we've accepted as just the way they are. Maybe we're not happy about it. It doesn't invigorate us, excite us, doesn't do anything for us, but it's life. It's the way it goes, so we'll leave it be. And I think if we train ourselves to identify those things and realize we're capable of changing them, life completely transforms. It's just giving yourself permission to do that. Jim Rohn has a quote where he basically says, and I'm paraphrasing, but we often can't control our circumstances, can't control the seasons, can't control the wind, but we can change or control ourselves. And that's where the value is. Life is an inherently unfair place, right? We often can't control our backgrounds or the things that happen to us, the things that surround us, but the strength and the gift that we have is the ability to change things now. We can make things better now. Everyone can. The question is, will they? Right? And that's where the whole locus of control thing comes in. It's like, it's hard, man. It's hard to look in the mirror and say, this is on me. This is my fault. This is my responsibility. But I can tell you with complete certainty that once you do, you get something that you never had up to that point, which is upside, right? You get to experience life. There's this human tendency to want to avoid pain more than we want to pursue pleasure, more than we want the best of life. We'd rather avoid the worst of life. And that scarcity mindset keeps you contained. It keeps you in one place. It inhibits your ability to see that life is malleable. You know, I came across a study where basically researchers gave these people in long-term relationships journals and said, hey, for this amount of time, anytime there's a conflict or fight or anything, document in your journal whether you apologized or took control of the situation, how did you handle it? And what the study found was the people that believed life could change, the people that believed their personality, their situation was, adjustable, were also the same people that took responsibility, right? There's a direct link between taking accountability of something for something and believing you can change your life for the better. They go hand in hand, and it makes perfect sense because you can't control the car from shotgun, right? If you're riding in the passenger seat, you have no control over where that thing's going. You could sit there and look out the window, put your feet up. You don't have to worry about getting there or navigating, making the right turns. Sure, you get that stress mitigated. But wherever that car is going, you have to be good with it because you're not behind the wheel. The second you make the move and get behind the wheel, again, now you have the added stress. Right? Now you're the one responsible for making the right turns and getting there and navigating. But wherever your heart wants to go, that thing is going. And to me, that's the beauty of life. And how easy it is to miss that is astounding. But I think, again, in some capacity, we all walk right by it. You know, I can talk about different periods in my life. I can talk about driving to work an hour every day, joking around with my buddy, hoping the thing would get a flat tire, just so we'd be, you know, we could delay 2 hours, 3 hours before walking into the office. Why? Because that's life. That's what happens. You're supposed to hate Monday through Friday, right? And then go enjoy yourself for 2 days. That's what adults do. That's life in the big city. And you would think that it would be obvious. You would think asking yourself the question, wait, is there a better way? Do I want this? Can I change this? that would have been at the forefront of my mind, but it took me literally to my mid-20s to say, hey, you don't have to accept this. This is not you. What is you, and how can you start moving that way? Completely changed my life. The freedom that I feel because I gave myself permission to feel it is mind-boggling to me. And every single one of us can have that. You just have to go through that very uncomfortable period of looking around you and saying, I'm not happy with this, this, and this. And it's on me. And I'm going to make changes. And I think, collectively, there's no more important time to be talking about this. I want to scream this message above anything else from, the rooftops, because I believe, and I've talked about this before, collectively, we're moving into a world that incentivizes things differently, right? We don't incentivize personal responsibility. We don't incentivize doing the hard thing. It's like the attention and the currency is now saying, hey, I'm the victim. I was wronged here. Right? Him and her hold me back. They over there kept me from being what I want to do or being who I want to be. Right? And then what do you get? You get that coveted attention. You get the likes and the reshares. You get the, oh, you poor thing. That's what we're being taught is worthy of our time. And what people don't realize, right, when they give into that, is that what you're doing is you're taking the rug out from under you and pulling it. You're making yourself helpless. It might feel really good to say those guys over there are the reason I'm not where I want to be. It might feel incredible in the moment, but it makes you powerless because you cannot fix it. You're perpetually riding shotgun, and you cannot be happy riding shotgun. You cannot be happy because you're not in control. You cannot be happy because you're building a world and a life of learned helplessness. And I understand, I always want to emphasize this, that we are not the same. Every single human being has different abilities, different backgrounds. Humans are different. We're not all dealt the same hand, right? But every single one of us has the same right now to do something with. And that's where I think that sort of tough love message needs to come in. Don't fall for that. That brief moment of satisfaction to be able to get patted on the back pointing at somebody else. You're doing yourself a disservice. Always doing yourself a disservice. To win, you have to look yourself in the mirror, ask the tough questions, identify what you want, and start moving towards it because you're capable. You're capable of making that change. One of my favorite stories, and this was a light bulb moment for me very early on in my entrepreneurial career, was someone I was doing business with pointing out my limitations, pointing out that I had this sort of learned helplessness when we were doing business transaction, incredibly successful, established guy. And, me being new in the field, it was just like, this is great. This is awesome. I just want to chat. Right? I'm excited to work with you. I don't care, what I charge you, right? Let's just be in the same room. And him being like, if that's how you value yourself, Eddie, that's how the world will value you. Right? You're operating here because you've learned that here is right, or where you need to be. You're not even thinking about, quadrupling your income, growing your company. You're not even thinking about what's out there because you're playing so small. You've accepted this as life. For whatever reason, whoever I was blaming, whatever I, assumed was just the way, and it caused me to look around and go, you're right. No one's ever going to value me more than I value myself. That's how the world works. And so where in my life are the places that I'm doing that? Where in my life am I unhappy? Where in my life have I settled? Where can I up the ante or change things? There's so much out there. You can be so much more fulfilled than you are. And that's the idea. It's like, if we're not aware of what truly makes us happy, If we're not aware of what we want, you know, we'll always be in a situation where we're blaming other people for not having it. Where we're looking at the world and seeing it as this stale, limiting place. And it's not. It can be so incredible in this infinite opportunity waiting for you. But that's what it's doing. It's waiting for you. It's waiting for you to see it as that. It's waiting for you to identify goals and targets and see yourself as the person that can close that gap. So, the one thing you can do right now, today, in this moment, to change your life, realize that you can change your life. Realize that you are in control. Step out of the passenger seat, into the driver's seat, and take that thing somewhere incredible.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it year after year. The iconic Classic Full Zip Hoodie is the jacket that started it all for American Giant. Custom heavyweight fleece and side panels for mobility make it the best hoodie ever. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing, like the premium Slub Crew Tee, No BS high-rise pant, and slim roughneck pant that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use Staple 20 at checkout.